Nikola Tesla. We are so grateful to say his life was written about by Margaret Cheney, and we are reading excerpts from her book, Tesla, Man Out of Time. And as we read about Nikola's life after Colorado, we should consider what it would mean for the power guys of the time, folks like J.P. Morgan and the heads of state Nikola appealed to for support as World War I loomed. Support in scaling up his particle beam weapon in order to put a fast end to conflict through its awe-inspiring, if awful, demonstration of unassailable force. What would go through the minds of those who lust for power untouchable to learn of Nikola's invention? Think of what the current versions today would do, and you know what they did. Quote from Tesla, Man Out of Time, the probable explanation of what Nikola had heard was radio waves from the stars. He heard a regular signal. I'm repeating a little bit of what we read last week. Not until the 1920s were such counting codes again picked up by astronomers, and that's interesting too, isn't it, that 20-year gap, and given official credence. And in the 30s, they began to be transmitted as coded numbers into a digital recorder. Nowadays, listening to the stars is commonplace. Although Tesla could not doubt the testimony of his ears, he could nevertheless anticipate the ridicule of his fellow scientists when they heard the news. He was therefore slow to reveal his discovery. And the reaction, when it came, was all that he might have guessed. Professor Holden, the former director of the University of California's Lick Observatory, was the quickest to criticize. Quote from Professor Holden, Mr. Nikola Tesla has announced that he is confident that certain disturbances of his apparatus are electrical signals received from a source beyond the Earth, he told a reporter. They do not come from the sun, he says. Hence, they must be of planetary origin, he thinks. Probably from Mars, he guesses. It is the rule of a sound philosophizing. It is the rule of a sound philosophizing to examine all probable causes for an unexplained phenomenon before invoking improbable ones. Every experimenter will say that it is almost certain that Mr. Tesla has made an error, and the disturbances in question come from currents in our air or in the earth. How can anyone possibly know that unexplained currents do not come from the sun? The physics of the sun is all but unknown as yet. At any rate, why call the currents planetary if one's not quite certain? Why fasten the disturbances of Mr. Tesla's instrument on Mars? Are there no comets that will serve the purpose? May not the instruments have been disturbed by the Great Bear of the Milky Way or the zodiacal light? There's always a possibility that great discoveries in Mars and elsewhere are at hand. The triumph of the scientists of the past century are still striking proof. But there is always a strong possibility that new phenomena are explicable by old laws. By old laws, until Mr. Tesla has shown his apparatus to other experimenters and convinced them, as well as himself, it may safely be taken for granted that his signals do not come from Mars, unquote, from Professor Holden. But the last thing Tesla intended to do, says Margaret Cheney, just then, was to disclose his apparatus to other scientists. His work in Colorado was finished. The new year, 1900, arrived and went almost unnoticed by the inventor, who was in the midst of preparations to dismantle his equipment and depart. Tesla, at least, seemed perfectly satisfied with what he had achieved in Colorado. He'd made lightning dance at his command. He'd used the whole earth as a piece of laboratory equipment, and he'd received messages from the stars. Now he was in a hurry. Now he was in a hurry to get on with the future. Now he was in a hurry to get on with the future. And that ends chapter 14, Blackout at Colorado Springs, which is an interesting story that perhaps we'll read at a later time. Long story short, he lost the power went out as he was conducting one of his experiments. And in a huff, he called the local power company and said, "Why did you cut off my power?" Only to be told, "Mr. Tesla, you have taken the power out for the whole town." To which he replied, "Oh, okay, I'll be right there. I'll come right over and fix it." And guess what? He came right over and fixed it.